And as we heard very eloquently, of course, from Dr. Venkuta, there has been an obesity epidemic, and unfortunately, children have not been spared of this. And here is again, this data is even a little bit old, but the prevalence of obese children, both boys and girls, both from ages 6 to 11 and 12 to 19. And we could see over time, and that's really the most recent is orange, that we are, as we heard today, faced with about 20% of obese children. Now, we also heard that as we're wrestling with this obesity epidemic, we are wrestling for causes and leverage points to intervene. So obviously there are genetic factors, and in fact here's the same Botero family that we saw before, but clearly the gene pool is not really changing, although there may be epigenetic changes, which would be a very, very exciting topic to talk about another time. Clearly, there's diet and portion size and soda consumption have been alluded to, and changes in our lifestyle, opportunities for rigorous activity and sedentary behavior. However, as also been really the emphasis or the incentive for today's conference is now there's increasing attention that there's other risk factors. And we've talked a bit about sleep deprivation, and I'll talk a little bit more about that. But I also wanted to point out that another whole area is not only really restricted or insufficient amounts of sleep, but the potential misalignment of when we sleep relative to our normal circadian clock.